Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us on The Daily. So it's being reported that Managing Director Michelle Guthrie is seeking the board's approval for a restructure of the ABC that would see some directors in her executive team demoted and a new powerful position of Chief Content Officer added. So this seems like a rather interesting way of managing content. How necessary is it?
Look, I mean, Michelle Guthrie has come in with a really interesting background in international broadcasting and time at Google. So she's obviously got a whole heap of new ideas that she wants to try at the ABC, and she's been given a mandate by the government to do that. It is interesting because any changes that ever occur in any part of the ABC generally get quite an outcry from the public, and particularly those when the staff are upset. These ones at Radio National are very interesting indeed, because they cut across not just content, programs like Earshot, but also the highly valued music programs. And the music programs have actually ended up with a petition of, I think, 1,600 people, including a whole heap of, well-known names in the Australian music industry, who are sort of lobbying back to the ABC and urging Guthrie to reverse this decision. They've actually taken their concerns to members of the board, and the board has actually issued a please explain to Guthrie about some of these decisions.
Well, obviously this comes down a little bit to management style, but has there been any sort of communication about what's determining the cuts?
It seems to be the director of radio, Michael Mason, that seems to be behind most of the cuts at Radio National, and also those to the shortwave services at Radio Australia. He and Guthrie seem to be very concerned to take the ABC into the new digital age. And I think it's the way in which they are doing this that is causing the concern for the shortwave services. And these, for those people who don't understand shortwave and think it's something from the Second World War, well, it was. But it's still a very useful technology for getting radio signals from here in Australia all over the world, particularly to remote islands in the Pacific, the ones today that are on tsunami alert because of, another quake in the Pacific. They're the ones who tune into very cheap shortwave radios that can be charged on batteries or solar power, and they can get information over shortwave. But shortwave isn't sexy in the way digital is sexy. Everyone these days wants to talk about, you can get it all through your mobile phone and you can download an app. That's all well and good if you have access to that. But people in the Pacific, people in the Northern Territory, just don't necessarily have the bandwidth or even the ability in the Pacific Islands to pay for that internet service if it is actually available. And here in Australia, with the Radio National services, what they're trying to say is we need to move forward, we need to get rid of these older audiences and appeal to younger audiences, and the way to do that is through digital. And so what they've done is they've sort of said, well, let's get rid of that old fuddy-duddy music, which it isn't. But someone's come in with this agenda that said, that those music programs have no place, and that we will spend more of our effort and time and money on digital. And, I mean, you can see why they're trying to do these things. And I'm not saying that, all change, you can't always, change things. You do need to change things and keep things up to date, but it does seem some very interesting decisions being made about what to cut, and I'm not sure that those they don't appear to have done change management 101 and tried to get the staff on board in the first place, at least, because if they had the staff on board, they would have a better job of selling it to the public.
It seems almost like some curiously commercial decisions, because a big part of the ABC mandate is, of course, to reach all those regional areas, those areas that would otherwise be ignored by commercial transmissions, because there's no real point in popping up a tower so half a dozen people can pick up on your broadcast that's trying to sell products. But for the ABC, obviously, they do reach all these regional areas with those kind of transmissions. And again, reaching smaller groups with the kind of coverage that you're talking about that maybe isn't new and sexy, but is deemed sort of a necessary cultural aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think that, you know, there's a feeling with inside the ABC that there is this sort of conservative takeover, you know, of the ABC, that Guthrie is trying to appease the government in many ways, although cutting the shortwave service, particularly to the Northern Territory and rural producers in that part of the world, seems unlikely to appeal to the National Party, at least. But inside the ABC, they're trying to sell it differently, that, you know, they're just trying to be more inclusive and to appeal to the charter. I don't see how cutting some services that aren't replicated or aren't available to certain groups of people or in certain parts of Australia is an easy sell.
Mm. So going forward, what is the ABC, you know, the management over at the ABC actually going to have to do in order to get their employee base actually back on board?
It's going to be very interesting. I mean, the ABC staff are known to be, let's say, forthright in their views. And, you know, they're very intelligent, highly educated, very, very clever people. And it would be a great shame if they do lose, you know, any more of these. The number that are on the chopping block already, you know, isn't great. They are the most experienced broadcasters in the country in many ways. They do make programs that no one else does. They make programs that are radio national programs that, you know, downloaded at a faster rate than anything else in the country, I believe. And, you know, some of their figures, you know, are quite extraordinary. They are people who tell amazing stories and really have their finger on the pulse of Australian society.
Mm.
But they do appeal, or the people who tune in to the terrestrial services, and I think what, you know, the figure used to be 1%. I think it's slightly, I think it is higher than that. But it is a very specific part of Australian society that listens to Radio National. Mm. And maybe the people that, you know, go on to influence others, but it is, you know, in the terrestrial service at least, a very small number.
Mm. Well, Alex, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
You're most welcome.
That was Dr.